Now, it's often harder to price a shift upwards than it is downwards, right? So how do you, you know, artfully negotiate a rise in fees as your artists start getting bigger and bigger, especially with, you know, these promoters that you've had a long standing relationship with for such a long time?
That's such a great question, because I wish I had a crystal ball that just said, okay, how many tickets will this artist do in this market? And there can be an incredible amount of hype behind an artist, and that might be reflected in their draw in New York and Miami and LA, but that might not be reflected in their draw in significantly smaller markets. So I can you know, speak until the cows come home about how big an artist is, but if people in a very small market don't respond well, or if they don't keep their ear to the ground like ticket buyers do in the major markets, then that hype doesn't translate into ticket sales, and in which case I'm wrong in that scenario. So it's very important to, as we discussed earlier, make sure that we're not overcharging. But forecasting a shift upwards is definitely more difficult. I would also say that in the context of the agent manager relationship, it's also humbling and difficult sometimes to price downwards. And that's important sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, Leticia and I haven't had to deal with that yet or recently, but you know, it's important because in order to keep artists on the road, and you're going to need to have some difficult conversations if the ticket price is not lined up with what the performance fee should be or what an artist or manager wants it to be.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have an artist playing a territory and then, you know, another promoter announces a party in the same weekend at the exact same, and then, like, you know, you have so much competition, so your artist doesn't sell as many tickets as they could have. And this affects, like, oh, it didn't do as well. And you're like, that's so not fair. Like, there was, you know, someone huge playing next door. So it's tough. But, you know, if you're, that's what we were talking about before, you have to be realistic and be honest. Like, okay, well, let's just do for the same fee. Because usually you always kind of increase the fee every time you go back to, you know, to the promoter, to the territory, you will increase it slightly, you know, but sometimes you just don't. You're like, hey, we didn't do as well, so let's just keep it the same. Going down, it's a difficult conversation to be had with the artist sometimes, you know, from a management perspective. But yeah, we usually try to keep it the same.
Catch the full episode dropping tomorrow on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever else you get your podcasts.